This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. Hey there, and thanks for stopping in for another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's May 5th, and on this day in 1973, it was the greatest racehorse winning the Kentucky Derby. So, with this year's Kentucky Derby in the rearview mirror, maybe you've moved on from horse racing, at least for a few weeks until the Preakness rolls around. But it's hard not to revisit what happened on this day in 1973, when Secretariat won in dramatic and record fashion. A record crowd of more than 134,000 people were on hand to witness the Derby and to see if the horse that people were talking about and was the odds-on favorite to win was the real deal. But when the gates flew open, Secretariat didn't get a good start. In fact, when the field passed by the grandstand the first time, the colt was dead last. He was unimpressive through the first mile. But then when jockey Ron Turcotte leaned into his ear and told the horse that it was time to get moving, well, he flew down the backstretch. The horse and jockey made a move on the outside, and as they broke out of the final turn, it was Secretariat and Sham, with jockey Lafitte Pink Eye aboard, distancing themselves from the rest of the field. And then Secretariat pulling away to win by 2 lengths and doing it in a record time of 1 minute 59.4 seconds. Turcotte said he was never worried about the slow start. He said he had started slow before and won. And when I asked him to go, why, he just took off. It was a closing kick that nobody had ever seen. But this was only the first of a 3-part show that Secretariat would put on in 1973. Also on this day, a couple of Boston Celtic greats at opposite ends of their careers and several years apart put on quite a show. First, in 1969, it was Bill Russell in his final game as a Boston Celtic and his last game as player-coach against Wilt Chamberlain and the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals. It was Game 7, and the fact that Boston was still playing was a bit of a mystery. The Lakers had been heavily favored to win the title, with not only Chamberlain but also Elgin Baylor and Jerry West in the lineup. But here they were, and the Celtics were able to build a 17-point advantage in the game. Then the Lakers were able to chip away at that, eventually making it a 1-point game with just under 3 minutes to play. And they actually had 3 separate possessions in which they could have taken the lead, but they just couldn't find that go-ahead bucket. And then when Don Nelson's unlikely bucket bounced high off the rim into the air and then dropped through, beating the shot clock with 1:15 to play, well, that was all the Celtics needed. The Lakers also played the last 5 minutes without Chamberlain, who injured his knee in the fourth and did not return. Well, he told coach Butch Van Breidekoff that he was ready to go back in, but he was told, "We're doing fine without you." Ouch, that's got a sting. Well, that left Russell free to corral any Laker misses, which there were a lot of in the final 5 minutes. Boston was able to hit a couple of free throws down the stretch to win 108-106 and claim their 11th title in 13 years. The Celtics' win spoiled a 42-point effort by Jerry West, who, despite being on the losing end in the series, was named Finals MVP. Bill Russell scored 6 points and grabbed 19 rebounds. It was his second straight NBA title as a player coach and his final game as a Celtic. And then in 1981, it was the Celtics' Larry Bird playing in his first NBA Finals game, hitting one of the most memorable shots of his career. Boston was down 3 in the fourth against Houston. Bird put up an 18-footer, but he immediately realized that the shot was off the mark. He calculated where the rebound would be, rushed to that spot on the baseline, leapt, grabbed the rebound in his right, switched it to his left as he was falling out of bounds, and put up the shot. It went in, and that sparked the Celtics to the 98-95 win in Game 1 at the Garden. Celtics GM Red Auerbach called it the greatest basketball play he had ever seen. Also on this day in 1904, it was 37-year-old Cy Young pitching the first perfect game in the 20th century. By this point in his career, Young was already the winningest pitcher in the history of baseball. In this game, he overpowered the Philadelphia Athletics, striking out 8. And none of the 27 batters he faced that day came close to reaching base. This was the third recorded perfect game in Major League history, but it was the first from the pitching distance of 60 feet 6 inches. The previous two had been thrown in the 1880s, when pitchers threw from just 45 feet away. Cy Young's effort on this day was also part of not allowing a hit in 25 innings, a record that still stands today. And time now for today's non-sports Did You Know? Georgia Southern University in Statesboro, Georgia, has the largest collection of ticks and is home to the U.S. National Tick Collection. That's all for now. I'll be back tomorrow with more This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.